Shvius, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Yud. The Torah tells us in Parashas Shoftim that you're not allowed to cut down a fruit tree. That's the Isser of Baal Tashlis. You can't let go to waste. However, if the tree is more valuable for its wood than it is for its growth of fruit, then it's permissible to cut down the tree. However, that's only true during the rest of the years, not during Shemitah. In Shemitah, once it has begun to produce fruit, so then there's a separate concern, and that is, as we mentioned in the previous Mishnayos, of Kedushas Shvius, that there's a sanctity to the fruit itself, and it can't go to waste. Separate from the halacha of Baal Tashlis, it's an Isser having to do with Shvius. And therefore, the question of our Mishnah is, Me'emasai, Ein kotzitzin ha'ilan b'shvius. At what point is it forbidden to cut down a tree, even if the tree is more valuable for its wood than for its fruit? At what point has it produced fruit that you cannot waste? So the Mishnah says, Me'emasai ein kotzitzin ha'ilan b'shvius. From when can you not cut down the tree on Shemitah? Be'shamei omrim, kol ha'ilan mishayotzi. Every tree is based on when it has begun to produce a fruit. And some actually, that's the Rash's explanation of what Mishayotzi means, that it's the fruit. The Rambam actually understands it means even from the point in which the leaves has begun to sprout leaves. That's Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel Omrim, it depends on each individual species. Hacharuvin, carobs, Mishayeshaleshu. Once they have reached the stage where the carob fruit has begun to hang down and comes down like a shalsheles, like a chain, once it begins to come down, that point already it's forbidden to cut down the tree because you're going to cause the fruit to be destroyed and wasted. Vagafanim, and when it comes to grapes, mishigareu, on the point that they have, you can see a garin, you can begin to see a seed, and it's begun to produce a seed inside it. At that point already, you cannot cut it down. Vazesim mishianetsu, and for olives, it would be from the point that it's begun to create, produce buds on it. Now, shar kol ilan, and all other trees, fruit trees, mishayotzi, when it has, begins to take, like Beis Shammai said, the fruit has begun to be produced, or according to the Rambam, it's begun to sprout leaves. Basically, Beis Hillel only argues with Beis Shammai in these specific fruits. V'chol ha'ilan, every tree, kivan sheba lemonas hamaisros, once it has ripened beyond, well beyond this, to the point where it has reached the time that you could take maisros from it, as we mentioned before, based on the Mishnah in maisros, when each species has a specific time at which it's considered ripened enough that you're chayv in maisros. Once it reaches that level of development, then mutzah lekatzitzo, so then it's permitted to cut it down, because the fruit is not going to be wasted. Once it reached that stage, then the fruit, as we mentioned in the previous Mishnayos, is able to be brought into the house. It's considered ripened fruit, and therefore it's not a waste. Now the Mishnah asks, Kama yehe bazayas velo yikutsanu? Even in the other years, how much in general does the zayas, the olive tree, need to produce in order that you should be forbidden to cut it down? So the Mishnah says that it's a rova, it's a quarter of a kav of zesim. Once it produces that amount of zesim, it is forbidden to cut it down at that point. Now, that's only true of a zayas. However, zayas is more chashuv, it's more significant than other ilanas, other trees. And the other tree, it would be only forbidden to cut it down once it begins to it can produce a kav of peros. A kav of peros, it's four times the amount of the zayas is only a rova kav, only a quarter kav. Other trees, it would have to be a full kav of peros. Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, he says, Hakol lefia zayas, it all depends on the zayas. If it's a very beautiful, I guess, zayas, or it's a very special tree, then even in less than a quarter kav, it would be forbidden to cut it down.